Hi, I'm Reagan Barnes from Mom of 8, and this is your 2-Minute Mom Tip, empowering you to elevate your mothering experience. Today's topic is your family bank. What's that? You don't have one? Sure you do. Just grab a notebook and separate a few pages for an account for each child who's over the age of 4 or 5. Draw lines to make a column for the date, a wider column for the transaction, a column for the specific amount, and then a column for the running total. Next, create a system where each child earns deposits into their account. Our family has 4 ways that children can earn money, an acronym called CLAP, because we applaud their efforts. Monday through Friday, they can earn a point in each of these 4 areas. C for chores, L for learning, A for attitude, and P for preparation. So that's up to 20 points by the end of the week. We pay a penny per year of age per point, so if the 10-year-old gets 15 points, that's $1.50 that week. As an added incentive, we are willing to double their money if they get within 2 points of a perfect score. The child is encouraged to give part of their deposit to a charity, another portion to their older selves, also known as savings. The remainder they are allowed to spend or save as they see fit. When the child wants to buy something, they can decide based on their family bank account balance. If they have enough money, they decide buy or not. If they don't have enough money, then that lack of money is the deciding factor. This is so nice for me as the mom. I am no longer the bad guy who says no. In fact, I can show love and sympathy when they don't have enough money. Heck, I've been there before myself. Plus, I can use it as motivation to get their CLAP done in the future. Older kids can even be in charge of paying for their own clothes and entertainment. Richard and Linda Iyer's book, The Entitlement Trap, has several great ideas for this family economy. So grab a notebook, Mama, and get your family bank going today. Then share if this practice elevates your mothering.